From Spark and Anvil and Bridgeforge, this is Cable and Chapter 1 of the Bridgeforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Cable was a small lyrebird tween. She carried a small steel tuning fork in her tail feather pouch. A small notebook of ratios rode at her hip. She had a long neck covered in gray and cream feathers. Her bright eyes watched everything. Her ears were always attentive. In her tail, a small woven pouch held the tuning fork. When struck against a hard surface, this fork vibrated at exactly 440 hertz. That's the standard A note, just above middle C. Cable used it to check pitches. She also used it to show the math hidden inside music. Her notebook was labeled Ratios in neat block letters. Inside, Cable had written the simple ratios that make up Western tonal music. Octave equals 2:1. One note vibrates twice as fast as another. Perfect fifth equals 3:2. Perfect fourth equals 4:3. Major third equals 5:4. Minor third equals 6:5. This was Cable's special skill. She showed students math they could hear. The connection between math and music wasn't just an idea. It was something you could listen to. An octave between two notes meant one note vibrated exactly twice as fast as the other. That was the math. When you sang an octave, your throat produced a 2:1 ratio. When you tapped a 1-2-1-2 rhythm, you were doing 2:1 subdivision. When you heard a song in 4-4 time, you were hearing math. The math was right there, in your ear. Cable never said the math-music connection was only for musical kids. She made it clear, just like Just Forge Paws said about talent. The ratio is in the ear, she'd explain. You don't need to be musical to hear it. You don't need to be mathematical to count the ratio. You just need to listen carefully. And you count carefully. The math is in the ear.
The bridge between math and music had to be exact. It wasn't enough to say music has patterns and math has patterns, so music is math. That was too vague. The connection was specific ratios in specific intervals. For example, a perfect fifth interval was a 3:2 frequency ratio. You could measure it. You could hear it. The math, the measurement, and the sound all agreed. That was the bridge. Pable grew up in a small village. Her family had been the village bell tuners for generations. They were the lyrebirds who made sure the church bells and meeting hall bells sounded right. Their work meant constantly checking ratios. Each bell's pitch needed to fit perfectly with the other village bells. When they all rang together for the harvest festival or a wedding, they had to sound in tune. By age 6, Cable already knew that tuning was math you could hear. A bell that was slightly off-key sounded wrong. The ratio between its pitch and its neighbors was just a little bit wrong. Fixing the bell meant adjusting that math. She walked to the Bridgeforge Academy when she was 22. Archie, the head of the academy, asked her, "What is the math/music bridge?"
Cable answered, "It's about how ratios connect to time. The math is audible. You can hear the ratio. Math, you can hear. You listen to the space between two notes, called an interval. Then you check that interval against a known ratio. The bridge holds when what you hear and what you measure are the same. It's a specific connection, not just a general idea." Archie simply said, "You are appointed." In her workshop, Cable started every first day lesson the same way. She struck the tuning fork against the edge of her desk. A clear A note rang out. She held the fork up. "I am Cable," she said. "The bridging primitive I teach is math/music. The bridge is about how ratios work in time. Math, you can hear. This tuning fork is vibrating at 440 cycles per second. That's math. When I sing the note one octave above it, my voice vibrates at 880 cycles per second. That's exactly twice as fast. The 2-to-1 ratio is the octave. Then she sang A440 and A880, one after the other. The students leaned in, listening to the difference. She taught the math/music bridge scaffolds. Listen for the interval. The space between two notes is called an interval. Every interval has its own ratio. Match the interval to its ratio. An octave is 2-to-1. A perfect fifth is 3-to-2. A perfect fourth is 4-to-3. A major third is 5-to-4. A minor third is 6-to-5. Count rhythm as subdivision. In 4-4-4, you count 4 equal parts per beat. In 3-4 time, you count 3. In 6-8 time, you count 6. Tap to verify. Tap your foot or finger to the rhythm. Count the subdivisions. Those subdivisions are the math. Distinguish specific from rhyme. Saying music has patterns, math has patterns is a surface idea. Saying the perfect fifth is a 3-to-2 frequency ratio is exact. Use the tuning fork as the reference. A known pitch helps you measure other pitches. The 440 Hz tuning fork is your math side reference. What you hear is your music side reference. They check each other.
Cable made sure everyone understood. Sometimes I hear an interval that doesn't fit a simple ratio, she'd say. That's not a mistake. That's information about microtonality. Those are the tiny spaces between the simple ratios. Most Western tonal music uses these simple ratios, but some music traditions, like Indian classical, Arabic maqam, or gamelan, use different ratios. The bridges look different in different traditions. That's how it works. When students asked Cable if the math-music bridge was hard, she always gave the same answer. It is not hard. It is listen plus count plus check. The ratio is in the ear. The math is in the listening. She struck the fork again. A440 rang out. The next interval waited to be heard.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Cable. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.